Well, PH, first of all, I really enjoy the content there you provided. It's really nice to just listen and hear your points. Obviously, you know, I follow everybody. Of course, I follow the best and support the best. Other groups that, well, do they ruin it for others? That's just their style, and there's nothing ever you can do about it. Some of it is funny, I gotta say. There's some guys out there who got some good content, but I don't participate in slamming anybody or any negative stuff. But you're right. You're right in some ways, and unfortunately, that's always gonna be there. But the key is just to enjoy what you find, support the people that you really, you know, really truly want to see succeed, and that's what it is for me. Anyway, I really enjoyed the content, and keep it up, man, and thanks a lot.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Party Hard, and welcome back to another episode of The 100 Show. I don't know if you're out there shaking or faking, but wherever you're at, I hope you're safe, and at most, sucker-free. I got my nigga D on the line. D, you in the building, son. What's happening?
Happening, man. Keep it in 100 out here. Shake time, nigga. You know what it is.
Exactly. I already know my nigga D getting to a bag. I met D, my man D, a few years ago. D, how many years ago was it?
Shit, nigga, we on 3. Yeah. Chase your ass down.
This nigga chased you down, and I jumped out the truck and we kicked it for a minute and shit. We've been tight as motherfucker, thick as thieves ever since. This nigga like my motherfucking brother.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. I just want.
What's going on? What's going on, people? It's your boy Party Up, energetic, fucking hard, nigga. I'm pumped the fuck up today, man. Jumping around, geeked up in the truck, moving around, bobbing and weaving, sticking and moving, doing what the fuck I do, when I do, how I do what I do. You know what I mean? But I just want to tap in here tonight. We got a lot of three things crazy going on. I'm sitting here. I'm trying to hit up Waffle House, right? Trying to go get me some, you know, some grits, you know, some bacon, you know, whatnots. I look down at the Waffle House situation. Yeah, they done closed that off. All right, they done went closed down. Virginia, you know, one thing about color folk in the South, they put it on news. They say we're getting sick on the news now. Boss said we're going to get sick, so we ain't going to go outside. You know what I'm saying? Boss said we're getting sick. So if boss said we're getting sick, we're going to go ahead and stay in the house. Okay, because boss said we're going to get sick when we go outside. And it really annoys me. And they doing all this extra stuff down here in Virginia, like, and it's just stupid. It's just stupid. Something else is going on, and just like, I don't care what nobody say. I believe something else is going on. I believe that the narrative that we are being given is not what it really is. I mean, since when? You know, some people feel like, you know, government always tell me the truth. You know, I love the government because the government love me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing better than the government. You know, we need the government to control what we got going on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just not with it. So I want to tap in, see if I can get a couple other drivers online, see what they're talking about, see how they feel about what's happening now, and see if we can get a little bit of feedback. So, y'all sit back. I hope you tune in. If you're riding, shaking it down the highway, got your mask on or whatever, any of the other dumbass shit. And, you know, feel like listening to your boy and kicking with me for a minute. You know, we ain't going to bother you too long and bother with you too long. But tune in and check me out. All right? Well, we going to call up a couple drivers and when we go get back into it. All right?
I had drawers that was like, you know, the briefs, then they open in the front. Ain't no clothes or nothing. She was like, oh, nah. She bought all shit sealed up. I said, Keisha, listen, these drawers you bought, my dick's so sealed, I'm about to piss all over myself trying to get it out of here. I don't know what the fuck you got here. What are you trying to lock me in this motherfucker for, man? I can barely get out this bitch, man. I got pissed like a motherfucker, man. Piss all over these joints. Because I had it where it just was wide open. Just pull my dick out. She had some shit. She got that motherfucker trapped back in her mind. I go, but what the fuck's going on? Layers of motherfucking pants to get through to get your drawer? Nah, fuck all that, Keys. And it's hot. Well, that shit open like that shit's air. It's hot, man. It's hot. You can't wear that brief shit in the summertime. Yeah, that shit hot. I know y'all like to hang her way up your back, but in the summertime, they hot.
Boxers are sexy, too, but I love the boxer brief. The boxer brief.
Well, niggas don't like them da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Listen, that's a goddamn
let me
fact.
Know when you put on a Speedo and you go to the grocery store, then you can tell me about the
But see, chicks don't want a man to wear no damn Speedo. Niggas like chicks to wear them little drawers, though. That's how it go. Niggas don't want to wear no goddamn Speedo. Chicks don't ask you, hey, I want to see you put a Speedo on. Come on now. That's just fucking ridiculous.
I ain't trying to hear it.
That's just ridiculous.
Give me a bikini cut so I don't feel like old, like I got on grandma's panties and shit.
Yeah, so that kind of, those are just teasers. Because you know they're faking some motherfuckers. You really got some grandma shit. They just cut a little bit of the material out the bottom make you think you still got some young ass.
Damn seat. My ass being this damn seat driving.
And the seat driving is creating truck ass.
Yeah. As long as ain't nothing riding up my ass, I'm good. That's all I care about.
Grandmas don't ride up. They ride free. That's what they say. Grandma panties, throw a pair of these motherfuckers on. They ride free. We promise they won't ride up. Grandma drive. Grandma got a draw on. Don't let nobody hear you singing like that. That's all I'm saying.
Those my girls. They could sing. I like them.
It sounds terrible. What song they sing? What you singing? I can't catch it. All right, go. How that shit go again? What we got?
You
again?
Don't know the song.
What is it?
You don't know the song.
You fucking
and
it up.
You probably heard it before.
Oh, you fucking it up.
Keep It Cool, I guess, is the name of the song.
How's it
and
go?
It's Chloe and Zoe.
How does it go?
And that's just how we do. And that's just how we do.
I've never heard that. That sounds like.
You heard that song before. They play it on the radio.
I don't know what radio station that is, but maybe a radio station in hell.
Shut up.
If you're in hell, you got to listen to something. That would be what we'd play. Hey, cut Tamika Joan on, man. Where Tamika Joan at, man? Even, what you thought? Even Boy Shorts ride up. You can't go grocery store with Boy Shorts either. They riding up.
Listen, I don't want nothing riding up my ass while I'm, like, out and about. No.
You don't want to get called picking a wedgie out like, oh, man, I got to dig in my ass. Hold on, I got to turn sideways.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep picking it out all day. Motherfuckers are going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Draw's too little.
Nah, boy shorts ride up no matter what.
Some chick's able to pull her thong off. No. But I mean, that's like your draws in your ass.
Bikini cup panties. I mean, I'll do those in the truck. No problem. You know. They ain't all grandma and shit, but I ain't wearing no fucking boy shorts.
But you know the go-to draws for the females is the Hanes Her Ways, you know, the comfortable cotton ass motherfucking draws.
Hell yeah, y'all about to pull some out right now.
They ugly as a motherfucker on the hood.
They not.
Elk, them shits got little flowers on them and they big as a motherfucker. They're like, hey, where you crying for? Is that baby? You got baby draws on.
No, this got some kind of frown.
But whatever. Those the draw. They call another name for them. The niggas call them is period panties. Yeah, the grandma. That's what y'all call them, period panties. No, I got my period panties. It's, you know, every day.
Once
is fuck you talking
about.
Once
you put those speedos on and walk around and drive around in the truck in it, let me know how the fuck you feel about grandma panties.
I ain't wearing no
so
fucking
speedos. Let me know about them cotton hanes. Let me know about them cotton hanes when you put on them damn speedos.
You know I'm not finna wear no goddamn
speedos. Do you even wear those briefs? Those not the tidy whities, but they're like briefs.
Da-da-da-da-da. Fuck no, I don't wear them. That's the da-da-da-da.
They like shorts. They're like shorts, but they're like tight, you know, underwear or whatever.
Hell no. Those are da-da-da-da-da's. I don't wear that bullshit, y'all.
And I like those on it.
Come on, man. That's like a little kid's drawers. You think those sexy?
Listen.
You got shit stains in the back of them motherfucking old nigga drawers. Them old nigga drawers, man. Nigga ain't wearing them motherfucking old nigga drawers, man. Them white draw, man, shit stains in the back of them all the way up to the nigga backside. Hanes Her Way and the old nigga under the dunk. Both got shit stains in the back.
Well, they wipe your ass. I don't know what to tell you.
Nah, I don't fuck with them.
If you told me that, because I know I had a black.
But here's the thing. I want to know why women. Why do y'all enjoy wearing crime fighters? Why do y'all enjoy wearing crime fighters? You know, the draws that go all the way up your back, the Hanes Her Way type of situations. The grandma draws, granny panties, crime fighters, the dun-da-dunts, the ooh-wees, the onions. You know all the names for them.
I mean, tell me how those Speedos feel.
Speedos?
You wear Speedos?
Fuck yeah. No. Why would I wear a Speedo? Why the fuck would I wear a Speedo?
Why the hell would I wear some fucking thong in the truck? Not even in the truck. Just to walk around the grocery store. Let me know how those Speedos feel. And then you can ask why you wearing those whatever the fuck you just call them.
The dun to dun.
See you guys.
Looking at you and I cannot believe.